Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this first weekend of 2026, and it feels kind of strange. It just feels strange. If you're heading out there, be very, very careful on the roads. Fog is all over the place. But first, good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning and happy new year to all y'all up in Brazelton.
Up in Brazelton. Yeah. Up around Chateau Elan and all that carrying on there. Yeah, Road Atlanta and all them good places up there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Am I right? Does it feel kind of strange?
Why?
First of all, we had the weirdness of the holidays when they landed midweek. You and I were working morning shift, and I didn't know if it was Tuesday or Thursday or
That's
Sunday.
What happens when these holidays fall in the middle of the week, that kind of does that to you.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to figure it out by tomorrow morning, though.
Well, that's true. and the other thing about this is we told folks, and it was the truth, that it was a couple days ago that it was the busiest travel day, when normally after a holiday, it's today.
Yeah.
And it will be a busy travel day. I don't know if it's
much.
Peak.
Yep.
But it's,
I think so.
It's going to be stupid out there.
It will be.
And
be careful if you're going out there, right? We mentioned the fog is out. They're thinking this fog's going to hang around until like maybe like 9:30, somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Hour. Yep. Yep.
I'm surprised. We talked about this the other day. You didn't know about the fog bowl. Or you like didn't remember it.
I didn't remember it, but I'm sure that. I mean, there have been some games with fog. I didn't know that
this was
specifically called the Fog Bowl.
This was called the Fog Bowl because it was playoff. It was Ryan and Ditka, Bears and Eagles. And
we've had ice bowls and all
that.
Yeah,
they put a little name on it.
Yeah, we've had those.
Wow, the ice bowl. I ain't thinking about that in a minute. Anyway, how you doing?
All right,
my
man.
Friends up in the west side would say.
We found our way here through the fog.
Yes, we did. Also, I want to acknowledge this moon. Now, I missed the one the other day that was absolutely breathtaking.
Yep.
It was orange-like and coming down over the building. This one's still up there. And I think it's just about a 9-9 from being a full moon.
Okay.
I got a moon calendar at the house.
Do you?
I've been getting them for decades. But I got one. Tracy got me one last year. By the way, happy birthday to my baby.
Yeah, about the happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my baby, the rib. Baby Jeezy. That's a little thing we do here. Wait, hang on a second. This will annoy. Jesse, what are you doing?
Ooh.
What are you doing, Jesse? See, here's what I know. They're listening. She's got the radio on, and Jesse, every time Jesse hears
Jesse's
me,
like, hey.
The legs get stretched out, and somebody gets poked someplace. So that was that. But we went out yesterday to return some stuff.
Okay.
And it wasn't as bad as like the first couple days right after Christmas.
Right.
But it was still, folks were still bringing some stuff back. I was over there by Town Center. And let me tell you something also, and we're going to get into what's happening today with this show. Remember a couple months ago we were talking about what was coming to Atlanta and that I was going to wait a week or so, a couple weeks before I went over there, and that was Portillo's.
Right, hot dog joint.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's right there on Barrett Parkway off 7.
Right there. I've seen it.
I have not gone north or south.
You got to go up there to get to
Oh, no, no. I've been to the location.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I don't know what Georgia has put on 75 north and south of that exit to get you ready, like Bucky's. Yeah. Like they get you ready 10 miles before
That's way up there. Well, you're talking about the sign.
Right, yeah, the sign lets you know it's coming.
You seen some roadside signs?
No, I haven't. I'm getting to this. Okay. I have not seen any, but the few times I have driven by this place, Sam, there is a line not just out the door, around it. And when I tell you that the drive-up looks like Chick-fil-A at 7 in the morning.
You know what, man? I'm going to stop you right
go
there.
Go ahead.
Because – if you want to get a crowd, you do, and you put a drive-through like Chick-fil-A's, and all of a sudden it just happens. Whatever has come down here in recent years, be it Whataburger, be it Raising Cane's, there's a place I passed by, Dutch Brothers Coffee,
right,
which is a coffee. It's all drive-up.
Right.
Double lines, just like, I mean, they reinvented the wheel. And they did this during COVID, right?
Yep.
And but everybody who does that, all of a sudden, these new places, the lines are wrapped around, and it's an amazing thing to see.
Because they're number one or number two fast food place in the country. So we're going to watch how they do things. And
it is just amazing to watch it, man. It really is.
I don't know if, because I don't have to travel
brand,
in a minute.
A new brand comes into the market, and they line it up that way, and it's a magnet.
Oh, well, you know, most of the people are getting off the interstate. My point is, to what you're saying, is maybe the Cathys are holding a little class there. They're showing folks how to do drive-through. Excuse me, can we get them Cathys on the phone, folks down there in Fayetteville? How you doing, Chick-fil-A? We're about to move a burger place or whatever. That's what it sounds like you're doing. They're taking a page from them,
because
which is fine.
If you do it, I'm telling you, it's been amazing just to notice that.
It has been stupid as far as the people and the crowds. Now, I finally went there. Now, if you're asking me on a scale of 1 to 10 compared to where it came from versus what we got down here, and we know there's going to be a difference because of the water.
Yeah.
I give it about a 7.
Okay.
I give it about a 6.5, 7 because the workers yet haven't learned the little nuances that you need when you're making certain, you know, food from certain regions takes that special little extra something. You know how long to dunk the beef sandwiches
Well, you have to know.
And then that will come with time. So, yeah, I'll go back there. And there's certain things I would get now there. And I won't get other things because they're still getting better at it. But the lines are what I'm talking about. And on weekends, people are pulling off the interstate and going to that place. And it's literally right there off the interstate. Keep that in mind when you go in there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man. Let me just tell the audience right now. There's going to be a point, I don't know if it's sooner or later, it might be a couple times during the show, where I'm going to definitely back off. Sam, you can decide if you're going to or not. But we have to give the floor to Noelle.
Okay.
And she's ready for it.
Okay.
Because the first thing I thought of yesterday was her after that Carolina-Tampa Bay game. And the fact that Tampa Bay won it.
Yep.
And now everybody's getting their eyes on what's going on over here at Mercedes-Benz.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
as you said before, as these teams moonwalk their way to a championship,
exactly.
I mean, really, who wants it? You know what I mean? This is the way it seemed for this division. But we will be watching the game here in Atlanta today, as it will help to decide who wins this division.
But who do you root for if you're a hardcore Falcons fan? And so Noelle is taking a different approach to this. You know, rooting for, in other words, whoever wins the Falcons game. She's going to pull for the Falcons, but she has to decide whether or not she's going to feel good about who's going because of their victory.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let her break all this down because she got a lot. Get this morning first here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our producer, Noelle.
Yes, she is.
This is how it starts.
Yeah, there's very little to decide. You won the wrong 8 games. Okay, so moving forward. You got to win the one you can win the game today. Push your win total to 2 above them. And you get to watch the kiddies that have had so much mouth this season have to sit down and pray for you. Sit down and pray for your success, not your downfall. Same people that's been praying for your downfall since camp now has to pray for your success. Mm. How do you think I feel, Greg? It's sweet. It's sweet. I can't go to the playoffs. That dream was dead 3 weeks ago. So this right here is sweet.
Again, but isn't it temporary satisfaction because you don't want to see either of them teams in the playoffs?
Right, but I don't get a choice. I don't get to send a meteor down and end all that and take their place. So in that place, this is the best I got.
Okay.
And I didn't realize how much was on the table when Raheem said, go play spoiler. Hoo-wee.
Yeah, really.
Hoo-wee. And you won't spoil anything for the Panthers, but they will be on pins and needles saying, yay, Falcons, for 4 hours.
Mm. All right. So yeah. do we actually, of the two teams that are vying for a playoff spot, care one way or the other about who you see? Do you care one way or the other about who you see? Because I do. I want to see a good – of those two teams, I have a preference as far as that's going to be more interesting to watch.
Do you with Baker hurt?
That makes it even better because that dude thinks he's John Wayne. And he'll get up in there, right? And one arm, he'll try and go and play and limp around. That's interesting TV to me.
I guess it is. If you throw away the last few years they won the division and gone to the playoffs and not progressed. So is it good TV? Is it a lead up to the same old thing?
I can't go that far. I just want to see things interesting. When I sit down with whatever I'm going to have for the 3 hours or so for the game, I want to watch something interesting. I want to be entertained.
Okay,
I don't care about what the
outside,
possibility.
So that's outside of having a dog in the fight, right? People with a dog in the fight, I don't really care who goes because it don't matter because they're going to get booted out.
They're going to be booted out. But, I mean, for me, I don't mind the Panthers going because people threw so much stuff at Bryce Young his first year up there, and they said he was a bust and said he was it and whatnot, and he went into such a dysfunctional situation. To find out that he can he could actually land in the postseason.
I know.
To
that
me,
is a good story.
Kind of a backstory, kind of a silver lining to me.
Yeah. I mean, I never thought he couldn't play. Even when they benched him.
It wasn't that he couldn't play, he was not going to last and he was small of frame. I thought he was going to get hurt.
Like, even when they benched him, I was like, let him play through it. Y'all ain't going nowhere anyway, so it's not going to do anything for him to sit on the bench and lose his confidence.
Here's a guy
let him play through it.
Here's a guy that came from the best of everything in high school, the best of everything in college, and he goes into the worst possible situation.
Yeah.
And he's, some kind of way he's come out and now he's got a chance to be in a playoff guy. So I'm kind of rooting for him.
You know what's funny that you say that? Yeah. Could we, if we turn the clock back 6 months before we knew what the results were as we sit here right now, could you have been saying the same thing about Trevor Lawrence?
Absolutely.
It's funny. And then both of them.
They got a chance to be the number one
seed. Yes, they do.
How about that?
Yes,
you know
they
what
do.
I mean?
Hey,
but he's been following Trevor Lawrence forever.
So, I mean, to me, that's the cool thing about these playoffs, that these two guys make it in. Also, with Bryce making it in, it's another Heisman Trophy winning quarterback that makes it in. And we always talk about how those guys almost never win anything.
Yeah, true.
Because they go to the worst possible
team. To the worst situations,
what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, there's that as far as backstories
but,
go.
But also, you talk about, Baker Mayfield being John Wayne, and I get you there. But I do think it'll be interesting to see Bryce Young in a playoff situation because I feel like even in the toughest situations, he's so calm and cool back there in the pocket, and nobody really talks about that. His ability at that small frame to just hang in the pocket and sling the ball around. When the situation is really good for him offensively in Carolina, it is really good.
So who would he be taking on? So Seattle's got the bye in the NFC. So is it the Bears?
I think it's the Rams. Did they get the 5 seed? I think it's whoever gets the 5 seed.
Okay, it could be the Rams. It could be. I don't know, between Green Bay and the Rams. I'm not sure. I don't have that played out. I think it all depends on what happens today. But, yeah. And that's another team, Green Bay, kind of limping in.
Yeah.
This is it's going to be an interesting watch. Like I said, this is why I thought of you, and I thought Noel's going to have something to say. And I realize that your jump off is, they still got to look at us one more time. You're not going to have no fun until we finish our business. We're like bouncers in front of the club you're trying to get into.
And how amazing is that? The two teams that were put out weeks ago now hold everybody's fate in their hands.
Yeah.
The NFC South is fun, man.
And Atlanta's acting like a bouncer today.
It's a fun time.
We couldn't decide which one of you get into the club.
Exactly.
the club.
I mean, us and technically the Saints have something to say about it. So it's a fun time. The two teams that were already put out and holds everybody's fate in their hands. You got to love it.
Happy birthday today. He's 55 years old. Are you ready for this? Garrison Hearst.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah. Some of y'all feeling old today, huh?
Yeah.
Garrison Hearst is 55 years old today.
Yeah, we just saw him over at the state championship game. His high school, Lincoln County, was there. And I covered this dude in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working in the Augusta area. And, wow. Yep, absolutely.
So, happy birthday,
man.
All right, this is what we got coming up. We got kind of a busy 8 o'clock hour, and it's going to start with a very special interview held by our own David Archer. You're going to hear David Archer on the call today with West Durham Falcons and Saints. And by the way, let me just do this right now in case you can't get in front of a TV. We got that game for you. And on this piece of paper here, it says to be determined, but I would imagine it's a 1 o'clock kick. when they printed this out, it was still to be determined.
Yeah.
But it's a 1 o'clock kick. So they'll be on the call, David and Wes, pregame show before that. 12:30, we got the Wade Ford tailgate show coming up with Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick. But you are going to hear David Archer interview Jerry Carbone. Jerry Carbone is with Rooms to Go. And okay. They are going to talk about the very special relationship that Rooms to Go has with the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
I got me some Rooms to Go stuff.
We'll do that. Me too.
All right,
then. Let's get some.
I could use some more. I could use an updated.
Yeah, I need to call him, right?
Yeah, ain't kidding. I got the names of that manager over there because I got one side of the sofa, you know, the reclines. It needs tending to. Yep. That's the side me and Jesse hang out on.
All right.
So we need to. I got the sofa. Looks like it has lived in our house forever. But I got one piece that like nobody sits on, and because it's a rocker.
Yeah.
It looks like. Was a 2 weeks old. Nobody sits in this thing. And it's beautiful. I don't understand why. And it's just this, it's made things look eclectic around my joint. So anyway, having said that, Kyle Sandy's going to come up in the 7 o'clock hour. We've got the David Archer interview coming up at 8 o'clock straight up. And at his last Peach Bowl, Gary Stolkin, friend of the show, will be joining us. And if that ain't enough, we got D. Orlando Ledbetter also joining us. So stick around. We're getting started. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, the fourth day of January. Cheesy's birthday. And good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning, all y'all, out in Vinings. We're up in Vinings.
Where's that?
Vinings.
Vinings. Okay.
Vinings.
Yeah.
I think they might have a location of an Italian restaurant that I'm looking for. I don't know. Could be in College Park. Could be anywhere. But I'm looking for that place, Sam, that when you order veal parmesan or chicken parmesan, and they bring you the breaded piece of meat there, and you got whatever vegetable on the side there, and then the dude comes with a plate, with a pan, with the cheese and the sauce separate, and he pours that over and lays it on top there.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. I haven't found it yet. Usually that's all coming in one on one plate. I've been seeing something. I said, I want that.
In search of.
I'm in search of that restaurant that brings you the meat first, breaded, the parmesan, and then layers that nice, bubbly, cooked cheese and the sauce right on top. Mm, that's Christmas morning right there, son.
It's a different kind of stuff to eat, especially at this hour. This is 7 o'clock
in the
morning.
I was thinking about it. Well, I'm putting my feelers out now, so by dinner time, I should be good to go. And you ever heard of a guy named James Plimpton? There's a first day for everything, right?
Okay, first day.
And thanks to James Plimpton, we have four-wheel roller skates. Because he is the dude who invented them and got his patent for that today.
Wow.
January 4th, back in the 1800s, but the four-wheel roller skate came to fruition today.
Yeah.
Thanks to Mr. Patterson, Plimpton.
Wow.
And now everybody's doing it on two. On two wheels, as opposed, the inlines.
The inline. Well, sometimes it's four. But
that's true, too.
Yeah, four.
That's true,
I mean, it's still four, but they just don't have them side by side. They got them all in a row.
All right. Anyway, listen, we got Kyle Sandy coming up in a little bit. By the way, just check out Sandy Spiel if you haven't, or have that ready when he gets it, because it's a very, very busy site. But he breaks down what to look for, where to look for, and all that sort of stuff. But everything high school basketball, boys and girls, he lets us know about. Got a casting call coming. And I got a great story about a coworker of ours I want to share.
Okay.
We acknowledged him on Thursday.
Yes, we did.
When we did. But I saw him this morning and told him about it, and then he told me a story. And he is one of those people who has that job that the hours that he does his job or she does her job, they don't get talked about a lot. They're kind of the forgotten few. And I have wrapped my arms around the third shifters for the longest time in the city. I have a record of it. So we're going to talk about that. But I got a story to tell you. That happened this morning. And then starts a conga line of guests. Can't wait. Got a very special interview coming up with our own David Archer. He's going to be talking to Jerry Carbone. Mm-hmm. And Jerry's with Rooms to Go. And David and Jerry talk about the relationship between Rooms to Go and the Atlanta Falcons as we get ready for Falcons Saints final game of the season, which, by the way, is probably the most anticipated game. I guess maybe tonight, Baltimore and the Steelers.
But people are going to be keeping an eye on what happens
this one,
here.
Yeah, that's
they will be.
They will be. This is the game that during the day people will be caring about. So David will be on that call with Wes Archer. Hang on, let me start that again. We'll edit all that stuff out. David will be on the call with Wes Durham.
Okay.
Falcons kickoff at 1 o'clock. Pregame show before that. We got the Wade Ford tailgate show before that. Did I clean that up properly?
There you go.
Okay. Thank
nice
you.
Job. Yeah. Nicely done. Nicely
like I said,
done.
We'll edit out other stuff out. And Gary Stokin will be joining us. Gary is a friend of the show, and he is. As you look at the landscape of sports in this city, Gary Stokin had a lot to do with it.
Absolutely.
Had
Absolutely.
A lot to do with it.
Absolutely.
A name that you may not know if you listen to the station or the sports talk around the city. You may have heard his name. You may have seen him. But Gary had been there.
And if you meet him, he's going to reach in his pocket.
You better not say that, because he'll be looking for Sam.
Well, he always has him.
He has, but he's exiting stage left.
But, I can imagine he may still have
You him. Ask him that when we'll you get him on the phone.
Next time we see him, he'll still have those with him whenever we see him.
And if not, when Gary's retired, ask D-Led for him. He'll probably have some. D-Led will be joining us coming up here. He'll actually be helping us wrap up the show today. We don't normally do that, but we had to make some adjustments for our show.
I can't wait to ask D-Led about a video that he posted on his Instagram on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Of him walking to the end of the driveway to retrieve.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
For the final time. Of course, New Year's Eve was the final printed edition of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And, D-Led was still having his delivered to the house.
Mm-hmm.
He was here when somebody was leaving it on the driveway. And the video of him walking down the driveway to pick up is the final delivery of the printed AJC.
That's going to be one of the
which, of course, he's included in.
Right,
obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to be one of those things that goes away. meaning people keeping, obviously, front pages, keeping newspapers,
yeah,
documenting events mm-hmm. like that. I think I have a couple. I got a couple Chicago Sun-Times from when the Bulls won.
I have a number of old newspapers for some things.
I got you one.
You got one for me, but I mean, I've saved some
yeah.
over the years of some monumental things.
9/11.
9/11. Yeah. I got a newspaper somewhere when the King holiday became official. That was President Reagan.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a few of them.
My mother, yeah. you know, I've told you this. I brought some of them in here. When I moved my mother out of her home to the next facility, unfortunately, she had to go to. But when I moved her out of her home, her basement had all kinds of magazines down there.
Yeah.
And she
yeah.
had a stack.
Life and Ebony.
Life and Ebony.
Look.
Look. And I have them. She had the one from the moon landing. She had yeah. the one from when Kennedy was killed.
Yeah.
She had the ones, the famous Ali picture, you know, of him in the vault.
Okay.
With
okay.
the $1 million.
Yep.
Oh, man, the Jackson 5 on their little mini bikes out there when they bought the house at Encino. So I have those stashed away. Anyway, Sam and Greg here on this fourth day of January, Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Mr. Crenshaw, top of the hour or a little bit past it. We don't have much time here, but I know that you didn't have much locally going on.
Not a whole lot. I mean, it's just had a chance to go by a couple of events Friday out at Lake Point. Have you been to Lake Point?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have. Not for an event, but I've been out there just to see what's what.
It has grown out there now. If you come off that exit now, there are places to eat and hotels all kind of
Emerson.
Stuff. At first, there was like nothing there but just baseball fields and softball fields.
And volleyball, yeah.
Right, and volleyball, beach volleyball set up mm-hmm. and everything. And, of course, you got the big massive indoor facility
right.
for basketball and volleyball, just indoor sports. And it is the training camp home of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes, it is. Yes, Harlem it is.
Harlem Globetrotters training camp is basically in Cartersville, for y'all who didn't know. And their home office is in Peachtree City. Not Peachtree City, but Peachtree Corners. So they're here. They're not in Harlem.
But I just was coming up with an analogy, but finish your story.
But I was there Saturday. Two big events were taking place. One, She Got Game, and we're going to get into this more with Kyle Sandy because it was a big AAU-style high school basketball event with teams coming from across the country, really, to compete against some teams from our area. And I think they finished everything up yesterday, but it was great competition. Saw a lot of top teams from our area taking on some top teams from other places, just to get that last bit of competition in before you get into your region play for high school. And kind of get into that. The other thing that was taking place, they had a big curtain that came up in the middle of it. So you had six courts that were going, basketball on the side. Other side, you had six more courts, and you had this event called the Big Peach Slam Jam. 10th year for the Big Peach Slam Jam.
Okay.
Wheelchair basketball.
Oh, that's right. You're talking
500
yeah.
wheelchair athletes
wow.
from all over. And, man, they were going at it.
Oh, I've seen those.
Greg,
I've seen those events
before.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about competition.
Yeah. They knocking were, people off them chairs.
Oh, yeah. And they bounce. They get them right
get
back up.
Get right back up. Yeah.
Roll. I mean, it's.
They do not want to be treated gingerly. Not
it is
all.
Intense. They're after it. And yeah. also, you know, you got some playing at the high school level. Some who are looking at playing on college teams. I understand, like, Auburn and Alabama have college teams. There was somebody there from Auburn watching kids. You know, so it was amazing to be out there and just see the activity. I went from one side of the curtain to the other side of the curtain. And
forgive me. Yeah. I can't remember. Do we have an Olympic team? Paralympic team?
We got Paralympic. Absolutely.
I mean,
the Hawks were involved with this and the Shepherd Center.
That's
we're
right.
both out
okay.
there for this. So absolutely. Very much.
Because mm-hmm. this isn't a summer Olympic year we'd be going. This is a winter Olympic
winter
year.
Olympic year.
So, but well,
but it'll still be yeah. winter Olympic. You got you.
No,
got
I
your,
got that. I'm
got,
just trying
got
to
your
think.
Hockey,
of,
you got your hockey.
That's right. The
right?
same thing. That's mm-hmm. I Absolutely. Knew there was a connection. I was just mm-hmm. trying to formulate
be,
it in my head.
There will be Paralympics as well.
You beat me to it, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. Here's what we got coming up. We got our first guest of the morning. He's really kind of a friend of the show. We're gonna find out how the babies are doing. We're gonna find out what he's got going on this weekend. And it's Kyle Sandy. It's Andy Spiel. Be sure to check it out. He will be joining us next on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I hear all the time, Sam, people go, man, I love them songs you played. Then y'all come on and start talking. I hear that all the time. And I'm be honest with you, there's times I don't feel like talking. I want to listen to it too. This is one of them, Spinners. But it's a perfect song to welcome our guests, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this Sunday morning, fourth day of January. And as we welcome Kyle Sandy in, who's going to talk about high school basketball, girls and boys, we intro him with a song that says, Games People Play.
How about that?
Yes, ain't your energy that you're dealing with here. Good morning, Kyle. And as always, when we introduce you, we're going to ask first, not how are you doing, how the kids doing?
Yeah. The little people.
The little people. Good morning, everybody. The little people are doing well. They are asleep. Actually, one, Rosie, she's been waking up pretty early lately to have some mommy time. So she's getting her nutrients right now, half asleep. But, no, the children are doing good. They're in the gym a lot. They were crying and fussing at our last game. They do not like when the Jackson County Lady Panthers are losing on the scoreboard. The children feel it. They see the energy, and they start crying. And it's a calamity on the court. It's a nightmare in the stands. So when we win games, the babies are happy. But when we lose, Camden and Rosie, they do not like that.
No. This is something to figure this.
They've already got allegiances to a team.
Wow.
And there's going to be people, now that you said this publicly, going to try and keep you out the building because they don't want you to jinx nothing.
People, when they shoot free throws, everyone, they go silent or people cheer and stomp on the bleachers. But when they hear a four-month-old baby start crying and wailing, that is ear piercing. That might be our best bet of making other teams miss free throws. But obviously, we don't want our children to cry. So that's kind of like, not great.
Oh, what up there, folks? But it's time on the waitfor.com hotline. My goodness, on this first weekend of the New Year's, Kyle Sandy, and he is social. Always find him at Kyle Sandy 355 at Kyle Sandy 355. Well, Kyle, I know there's some tournaments that you had to go to. You had to keep the babies, and some you couldn't get to. I went to the She Got Game and saw that for a little bit Friday night. And then there was this massive thing over at Grayson last night. Mm-hmm. Man, talk about what you saw and what you found out.
Yeah, that Grayson event was great. I wasn't able to get out there in person, but thanks to SUV TV, I was able to watch those games. And boy, oh boy, there were some interesting matchups. I mean, top 10 teams all throughout the day playing one another. You saw North Oconee handle Tri-City by about 14 points. The nightcap was a stunner. You saw Grayson go up by about 16 on Decatur, and Decatur crawl and climb their way back into it, knocked off the host school by 2 points. You saw Bryce Housen go coast to coast with about 3 seconds left to stun the Grayson Rams, hand them their first loss. So just great basketball all throughout. And the nightcap, which finished up at, you know, right around 11 p.m., if not a little bit earlier, was well worth the long day in the gym for those who were able to get out there. But some great matchups, great games, and a lot of work that I had to do today as I get into these state rankings.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. And listen, I'm not taking a shot at you. You've been on this show enough to where we can talk to you like family and get some information, because you just mentioned the Grayson loss. But if you go to the website, it's, you know, they're still undefeated. So how often do you update this thing with these scores?
So this is every Sunday morning. I do the boys, and I do it right after I get off the phone with you guys. Okay. So what you see as far as these rankings, that's from the week prior. So it's going from the week prior's results and everything. So you will get a fresh set of rankings done by hopefully around, I don't know, 1, 2 p.m. today for the boys. And then once I get that posted, I go on and start working on the girls. And now the girls, sometimes it'll get posted today, but usually the girls rankings will come out Monday early on, before lunchtime the following day. So yes, once I get off the phone with you, I go back and I crunch all the results throughout the week for all these teams that were ranked. So we got a bunch of classifications. So I'm going to have to be looking at over 80 teams worth of results. Yep. Multiply that by two, then add into addition the new teams that are coming into the rankings. So I have a lot of research ahead of me on Sundays and Monday mornings.
I tell you, I got to look at it. I was out at Lemon Street the last day of that Tuesday, and I got a chance to look at the team from Walker School. They were taking on Power Columbus, and the college scouts and recruiters were all around. I think one of the players on Carver Columbus got an offer, I think, from Kennesaw State. But Walker School is very strong. I was very impressed with what I saw from them.
Yeah, Walker is off to a great start this year. Lorenzo McCurvey has had a great season, a junior. He's about 6'5", 6'6", wing, guard, really plays every single position. They have KD Hernandez, who's a sophomore, who has some high major offers already as a point guard. Devin Fernandez transferred in. He's a really good guard. I mean, they just have everything up and down the roster, just a very smart team that shares the ball very well, shoots the three exceptionally well. And you just mentioned Carver. Tobias Tolbert, a big 6'8" post player, had 40 points in a game. I believe it was a win against North Cobb Christian, had a breakout performance. He's more so known for being huge inside and blocking shots and rebounding, but he dominated offensively, and he landed the Kennesaw State offer. So you are, yes, sir, right on the money, Mr. Crenshaw.
You know, Sam,
yeah.
And I say this respectfully, with our man Kyle here, with the new babies and given the expanse of this website and his being thought of as somebody who's on top of everything, which he is, my man, you got to like start building a staff. You're going to need some help. and I say that respectfully because here's the thing. I'm looking at your site. You talked about when you update them, and then you have a feature. Like, we go to one of your features, recent posts, and you talk about the top wings. You got one with the top forwards. You are highlighting these kids who their years aren't over with, their seasons aren't over with. Somebody may ascend to this level, so maybe there'll be somebody who cracked this top five of girls and boys, wings, forwards, centers, so on and so forth. My point is, you're spread really thin. And I don't want your wife getting mad at you because you're not home helping out with the babies.
Well, he's doing that from home, though.
No, but he's got to go out and see some other folks, right? So I'm just saying, we might have to, like, you know, help him expand the Sandy Spiel universe.
Interns.
Yeah, there you go.
Interns.
Yeah, interns. That's a great idea. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's, you got to get creative this year, and obviously years moving forward as well, trying to find my footing, find my groove as far as what works and what doesn't work. You know what will work, though? Saturday, I will be in the gym on the 10th at Monroe Area High School. The Sandy Spiel Shootout, my last event of the season. We have some big-time boys basketball. We have Commerce, who just knocked off number one Raven last night. They played Putnam County, who was eliminated by them in the state tournament last year, a classic game. We got Monroe Area, the host school, versus Mountain View. We got Winder Barrel Boys versus Jonesboro, the Cardinals.
Jonesboro's coming.
Mm-hmm. And we finished with Buford versus Cherokee Bluff. So we got four slobber knockers coming up. Yes, sir, on the boys' side. Four boys' games tipping off at 2 p.m., last game at 6:30. We get you in, we get you out, and we have some fun at Monroe Area High School.
And as long as we're breaking news here, not to dwarf yours, but to actually highlight it, you know what happens the week after that? Sam and Greg get their Saturdays back, which means you can come on that Saturday morning, talk about a game you're heading to that Saturday afternoon.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. That's very true. Wow. Saturday, congratulations. That's exciting.
So absolutely. I'm just telling you, we got it covered here. And as March Madness approaches, you know, we get into February, we got it. Mm-hmm. This is like your time of year, man.
You get to go down to Macon and make that side trip to Bucky's.
Oh, that's right, Bucky's. Get your break. Don't forget
you got to pick up stuff for the babies down there now.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
they got onesies and everything, right? Yeah, I can give them some toys.
We got a whole end of winter, beginning of spring situation set up for you.
There you go. It's gonna wonderful. Gonna be fun. Great stuff, man, as always. All right, thoughts about who's emerging, some teams that are surprising you right now, because a lot of the people you mentioned are the usual suspects, you know, but who's emerging and doing something different? Who's catching your eye already?
The Decula boys, they're off to a great start, 13-1. Last I saw, they won that Jaxco Holiday Hoop Fest tournament. They won their second and third round games. Third round was championship by 35 points apiece. This is a team that is young. They only have one senior on the roster. They have a little bit of size. They got about 6'6 inside, but it's all guard play. They can all shoot the three exceptionally well. They're having games of over 10 threes pretty much routinely, nightly. They got a great freshman guard named Dorian Douglas. Is fantastic. They got a 6'3 sophomore named Case Presley. Can really play. Kenny LaRue's that lone senior that can get it done on both sides of the ball. The Decula boys have been super, super, super impressive this year. So I would say that's a team to look out for in Class 6A as far as maybe a dark horse that can, you know, carry themselves deep into the state tournament. And when you have that three-point shot, that's really the great equalizer. And they play extremely hard defensively as well. So I tip my hat to the Falcons of Decula. They are off to a great start.
We're going to give a certain program some love here because of my ignorance. Because I don't know all of these schools. I don't know the history of them. I'm seeing some names here, too, that I didn't know who they were. So I know when I mention this, he's going to have something nice to say. But educate me about Kip Atlanta. This is a double-A team. Mm-hmm. They're 7-2. But I have never – and you got it in capital letters, KIPP Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Them
please.
Dudes are good.
Yeah, well, help me out here. Let me know who they are, where they're located, and why they are the top, this program, the top of the double-A division.
Yeah, now, I don't know off the exact top of my head what the KIPP stands for, but I know that's like – that's they have KIPP in, like, different cities across the nation. It's a type of – school that I think you can find in a big cities. I don't know if you would know exactly what that stands for, Sam, but KIPP, as far as the basketball team goes,
like a charter school.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you find KIPP and fill in the blank with another city name. But basketball-wise, they're off to a great start. They have a lot of talent there. They're big inside. They have a couple 6'7", 6'8", kids transferred over from Midtown last year, and he's had a season as a 6'7", wing. They have some other tough-nosed kids, big guards. They just really pass the eye test. When you see this team walk off the bus, they're big, they're athletic, they're strong. And if they can knock down some outside shots as well, they're really, really tough. So they're off to a great start this year, and they have some signature wins already. So KIPP is a real legitimate threat to win a state title for the first time in Class 2A.
You watch for them, watch for them. Thoughts about now on the girls' side, because I had a chance to watch – I saw Newton. They were out at Lake Point. Newton was there. Etowah was there. Marietta was there. Hillgrove, Westlake. I mean, I'm looking at your whole – you can see they were all under the same roof, man, playing out there. So
yeah.
it was remarkable to watch all those teams. But the Etowah team was pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, Etowah, again, great season so far. They lost one of their best players, Caitlin Garcia, their star sophomore, tore her ACL a couple weeks ago, and she had already logged a triple-double in a game this year. So that tells you just how good Caitlin Garcia is. And she's been out for a few weeks now and obviously not going to be returning this season, but they continue to roll. The Eagles are just very well coached. Coach Tetley does a good job. Savannah Aparicio is a really, really good guard that should start drawing some Division One, if not Division One, certainly Division Two offers, which is how heady of a player she is. They play really good defense. They shoot the three. They're not overly big. They don't have a lot of major size, a lot of kind of like in that 5'8 range, but they keep the ball away from the rim. They knock down open threes, and they play very well together, sharing the ball. So Etowah, a very tough, tough team, even without all their pieces in place right now.
Look at this.
All right.
Man, oh, man. He just sounds differently now as a pop. He just sounds more mature and educated and all that stuff, man. We just so happy
he's just
for
getting
you.
Less sleep at night. That's
yeah, but he's learning, man. Kyle, as always, buddy, we thank you for getting up and joining us, and we're not done with you. We'll be reaching out again soon.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks. Have a great day. Appreciate
you
guys.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. That is Kyle Sandy. Sandy Spiel is the website. Check it out. David Archer will be joining us coming up top of the hour. He has got an interview with Jerry Carbone. This gentleman is from Rooms to Go, and Jerry and Dave are going to talk about, well, I would imagine some sports in there too, but they're going to talk about the relationship between Rooms to Go and our Atlanta Falcons. Of course, you can hear David on the call with Wes Durham, Falcons and Saints. We're going to have that game for you in case you can't get in front of a TV. 1 o'clock kick, pregame before that. Of course, we get on out here at 9 o'clock and turn things over to Joe Patrick and Andy Bunker, the Wait For Tailgate Show. Up next, I got a really special story about another coworker of ours, something that happened this morning, paid a little tribute to him. And, of course, the casting call, let you know where his money is flying through the air in front of and behind the camera. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appear soon. So I have the list of those, the Georgia Department of Labor. You need to get that certificate for any minors that want to get in front of a camera, and a couple voiceover connections. But starting at Georgia.org, walk you through how to find those jobs behind the camera. So you guys got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. And you had talked about being – what studio was it that you were at? I forgot. I know you went out to Trillith for something. But there was another one
out there. Then I went over to Tyler Perry's for the 106 in sports.
There was another one that I thought you had mentioned, and
an assembly, obviously.
Assembly,
Up in Doraville.
It's going to be very, very interesting how these movie studios fill these sound stages. For businesses that are listening right now, you got a lot of really, really big open facilities. Mm-hmm. That are looking for something to come in there. You saw tennis tournaments going into one of them.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not out here trying to sell any of these places. There's opportunities
when they started
that are there.
Intense tennis back up. We got to go out there so you can see it. See what they've done with that.
It's
pretty remarkable.
It is just crazy out there. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're here till 9 o'clock. Going to turn things over to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
You ready
show.
For these teams to come to town this
well,
week?
Well, that's what I was going to bring Noel on right now. And for those of you who did not hear earlier, the first person I thought of when Tampa Bay won yesterday, knowing that this game was going to be as important as it is, I thought, there's no other person we want to hear from our audience than Noel. We know how she feels about Carolina. We know how she feels about Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And
well, we got the Aints in town today.
And we got the other team that she hates, all the teams in the division. But the fact that the Falcons could help out one of these other teams is the reaction I'm looking for and her stance on today's game. So, ladies and gentlemen.
What you got?
The floor is yours. And you can stop talking when you want because you got the buttons.
It's just funny how tables turn, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, they were able to do what they did on the field, and shout out to them. I am still kind of flabbergasted we lost both of those games. But even with all of that, here we are.
Yep.
Here we are. You are going to be sitting there with your Pepsi or your Squirt
or your
cheer wine.
Cheer wine.
And you are going to be wishing and hoping and praying.
You didn't pick up on the drinks.
I was noticing that.
That's regional. That's North Carolina.
Yeah, I saw what she did there.
Right, right.
I was waiting for the spritzer to come out.
No. She's talking about stuff.
Because I'm going to get some text
cheer
messages.
Cheer wine. You know, that's all that's.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to get some text messages. Both sides of my family from North Carolina. So I'll be getting I'm getting some messages after I do these rants on the radio, but that's okay.
You have to live in Cackalack to know about that.
Don't stop me. So get your Pepsi, get your cheer wine, get your Squirt, And get ready for a show at 1 o'clock because y'all need y'all good old friends.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
down I-85.
Don't they? Don't they?
To do you a solid.
Ain't that something?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Here we are. So, no, we can't go.
You
we
realize,
out.
Here's the thing I'm thinking about right now. There's people in our audience right now going, what's she talking about? They're shaking
and you could take your Harris Teeter grocery store, too.
You know what I mean? Lions to food, lion to. Go get you a Hardee's biscuit with some extra gravy. Get ready for a show at 1 o'clock because you're going to be pushing and hoping and praying.
We just down on the North Carolina folks.
That the Atlanta Falcons get it done for you as a favor to you. And Tampa, I'm sorry it had to be you. I'm really not. I'm sorry it had to be you to be caught in the crossfire.
We're sick of them.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, they just go to the beach.
Exactly. Yeah, New Orleans, y'all already know what got to be done. If not, go see Michael Irvin.
Wow.
Yeah, go see Michael Irvin on the sideline in Miami.
That one had to bounce off the satellite.
Yeah, if you are a New Orleans fan and don't know what we are set to do, what we are ready to do today when you come into the Thunderdome, we ready.
Okay, so let me ask you this, though. Does the mentality change from the last conversation we had about this team? Because what we were talking about were players we may or may not see in this game because they get ready for next year, who's going to be here, and has that now flipped because of the different approach they're taking to this game?
Not really, because Easton Stick should be firmly where he needs to be, holding that clipboard. We've seen great things out of D. Offer this year.
Yeah.
Okay. I like what we've seen out of Kobe so far, even though he's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sprinkle in a little bit of that rookie running back, depending on where this game ends up today. But no, I'm looking for the dub. I am looking for the dub, and I'm sure the Falcons are looking for the dub, too. So,
absolutely.
Carolina, get ready to have some fun. But until then, pins and needles. I want all the pins and all the needles for the Carolina Panthers.
There we go.
When did this start?
I wish.
When did that start for you?
What?
Having that disdain for that city?
I don't really have a disdain for the city. I just find...
Well,
Their sports prowess entertaining. Because at first I just thought something was entertaining, but lately there's been a lot of energy up I-75. Like, they really want a rivalry with somebody, and I mean somebody. Like, they spent off seasons arguing with Hornets fans, arguing with Wizards fans, arguing with Nationals fans. They want energy. They just want it. And so they've been trying to get it down this way for a really long time, and we've been dismissing it. But they're starting to show it on the field a little bit.
But
so,
you got a real problem with Charlotte. You did a deep dive into your feelings for Charlotte.
The city as a fine, as I like to call Atlanta Light, they're fine. But like as a sports town, like come
Atlanta
on, y'all.
Light.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Be for real. Come on.
You know that's what they're saying about this city for a while until 91 popped around here. And the Braves did something.
Everybody has their turn in the sun, but not them and not yet.
Yeah.
Even though I will say that Charlotte FC was kind of a pain this year. I ain't like that. So we got to figure out this Atlanta United thing.
Yeah, we'll do something with that.
But me and Jason will handle that on the intersection at 10 o'clock. Coming back Thursday the 8th at 10 o'clock. Yeah, we'll handle that over there.
Yeah, do that. You know, in all of their uptown Charlotte or whatever they like to call it up there.
Yeah, whatever. Michael Irvin! I expect to see a lot of those memes going around today.
How did you feel about that win with Miami?
Wee!
I've enjoyed this
playoffs. Real interesting, really, isn't it?
This playoff is taking on the flavor of March Madness.
Yeah, man.
And I think that's cool.
Yes,
I think it's really cool.
Too.
I mean, I'm bad. It's sad that Georgia, you know, is out of it, but I think it's, you know, the predictability is there. Everybody feels like they know it's going to be. From all season long, we thought it may have been Georgia and Ohio State. They're both watching.
They're
both watching. So,
out of all the teams that you didn't think were going to get sent home, Georgia really put up a fight, till the last second.
And Ole Miss, I think, just said, you know what, coach, whoever it is, we're going to play for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them dudes went in that locker room and says, we're going to play for us. We're going to go out here and ball.
You know what the best part about this has all been for me, especially during the coaching search? In years past, it has been, we got to find ourselves a Nick Saban. We got to find ourselves a Kirby Smart. That's not the case anymore. Even Dabo, none of that. You know who people are saying, and I never thought I'd live long enough. They're saying we got to find ourselves a Cignetti.
Yeah.
We got to find ourselves a coach like they got in Indiana.
Well, you
got
to coach differently now. You got to, hey, the transfer portal is open. You got 4,000 guys.
I understand that, but
and
just
the portal is when, open, and you got to know how to do that.
This is the first shot across the bow as far as the changing nature and how we talk about it, and the fact that his name is front and center right now is what I'm enjoying.
Yeah,
I really am. And this has
and
been
2 years
to
ago. He's a James Madison.
Exactly.
You, right. You know. So that's the thing. It's outside of the box. And it's me, it's taking on the flavor of the NCAA basketball tournament. I think it's fantastic. And looking forward to the teams we got coming up, which somebody's going to talk to us about in the next hour.
Yes, he is. A guy who has shaped the sports landscape north of Macon for the longest time. We are going to talk to him. He's a friend of the show. Gary Stokin is doing his last Peach Bowl. He's coming up at 8:20. Later on in the 8 o'clock hour, our own D. Orlando Ledbetter getting a set for Falcons and Saints. But up next, we come back here. David Archer, our own David Archer, who will be on the call with West Durham today for the Saints-Falcons, sits down with Jerry Carbone. Jerry is with Rooms to Go, and they are going to talk some sports, but also the relationship between Rooms to Go and our Atlanta Falcons. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.